Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. Seekers of the silent spring, can the bells toll for nature? As the dawn chorus fades to a whisper, a world once brimming with the symphonies of life falls eerily silent. It's in this silent spring that the seekers emerge, not to herald the resurgence of nature, but to trace the shadow of what once was. Can the bells toll for nature, or is their peal lost to the void? Through the recent memory lanes of verdant forests and bustling wetlands, we trudge, remembering the lively jaw of nature now bites no more. Gone are the vivid tweets and trills that painted our mornings serene, and the wilderness's lullabies that cradled the night. Our silence holds more than absence. It bears the weight of the irreversible departure of the Earth's mellifluous children. The forest soundscape was once the Earth's natural orchestra, remarks Dr. Evan Hargraves, ecologist and soundscapes expert, and now we're confined to listening to its last echoes. Echoes fabulously alive in the memory for those who seek to hear, yet hauntingly inaccessible to our future generations. The seekers of the silent spring, an array of audacious scientists and environmentalists, seek remnants of sound. They rifle through decimated habitats and desolate lands, hunting for the ghosts of bird songs and insect choruses. They are the archivists of the lost world, curators of a once sonorous earth turned mute, compiling records and sounds, an obituary to the earth's fading pulse. As chronicled in our harrowing series, Silent Seas and the Silent Seas Lament, the ocean too has succumbed to hush. This phenomenon mirrors a terrestrial counterpart, one less investigated but equally grim. The once vibrant avian anthems of spring, indicative of a healthy, thriving ecosystem, are vanishing faster than the morning mist. But what has fast-tracked this demise? Climate change casts a long shadow over nature's opera. Unseasonable weather patterns disrupt breeding cycles, collisions with unnatural structures decimate populations, and insidious pollution silences even the most resilient of species. The seekers, in their sorrowful quest, have noted these culprits, yet their findings remain a somber archive rather than a catalyst for change. They document with rigor, equipped with a trove of audio recorders and sophisticated software, their endeavors rooted in science, but their hearts entwined with elegy. Our recordings might soon be all that's left of the ivory-billed woodpecker's drumming or the haunting call of the common loon, shares Dr. Hargraves with a forlorn gaze. The rhetoric of environmental discourse often posits a future where reversal and revival are feasible, but our narrative staunchly rejects this optimism. It paints not of hopes for rejuvenation, but rather a canvas illustrating the natural world's journey into quietude. This article does not endeavor to entertain fantasies of recovery, but to etch an indelible impression of the profound losses already incurred. It stands as a testament to the tireless work of those documenting nature's last cries, the seekers, who know best the profundity of what's slipping away, yet forge ahead, determined to salvage some semblance of the past for posterity. From their collected symphonies of silence, we glimpse a future, not of regrowth, but of reflection, a mirror framed in reality, unabashed in revealing the dire consequences of our trespasses against the living world. Will the bells toll for nature? Perhaps in irony, for they toll not to signal alarm or to herald attention, but to echo the silence that is our inheritance. In the silence, these seekers find a resonant warning, one that captivates and terrifies. For it is in the absence of sound that the gravest message is whispered. We have lost far more than we comprehend, and the spring will no longer sing its rebirth. It is not a call to action, but a somber reflection on the inaction that led us here.